proclamation number 8844 dated the August 22, 1964. Racial questions. Doctrine of reincarnation. These questions are not so easily answered, because you regard everything from the point of view that you humans only advance in earthly life. You are repeatedly told that this earthly life is the only path to attain childship to God, that you are thus able to achieve it with good will. Yet only very few people will be able to achieve it, especially during the lost days when love has grown completely cold. However, you don't consider that the development continues in the kingdom of the beyond, that I have many schoolhouses where, once again with good will, the soul can continue what it had neglected to do on earth, although the goal of achieving childship to God can no longer be attained, but where the being can also descend into the abyss again, and then my merciful love, requested by your prayer of intercession, will come to its aid. You always have to take infinitely long periods of time into account when you believe the redemption through Jesus Christ could not have taken place. But to me 1,000 years are like a day. And if you now raise the question of whether a possibility for recompense exists for those who, due to my will, were incarnated as a Negro, I will counter with another question. Do you know whether a white human being will not abuse his incarnation for God-opposing actions? Of what use is it to him that his knowledge is far above the former if he spends his life entirely without faith and love, whereas the former can be kind-natured and thus be far above the other? Unbelief is the greatest evil that can adhere to a person, for then he will still be severely shackled by the one who pulls him down. And such people cannot be saved in one earthly period either. Yet they will not return to earth as a human being, instead they will be banished into matter just like the souls in the beyond who have descended into the abyss because the work of redemption was unsuccessful with them. In that case one period of salvation will not suffice, just as the so-called indigenous races of people experienced their first incarnation on this earth, which, if they do not strive towards further development in the beyond, will likewise descend and be banished again. This banishment, therefore, will always take place at the disintegration of earth for the purpose of establishing divine order again. However, it is not a reincarnation as you humans imagine it, that you can arbitrarily wish for it and then have your wish fulfilled. You imagine everything as being limited, both regarding the time as well as the location in which you will be placed. You fail to take the concepts of eternity into account, which have such serious consequences for you humans. And you will be facing one such concept of eternity when the transformation work of Earth takes place. Then all human beings will have to start the process of development from the beginning again, but not as you would wish by returning to Earth yet again to complete your perfection. It is possible to become perfect on this Earth, but it requires all your will and utter commitment. The fact that this is no longer endeavored towards is explained by people themselves, for they are heartless and completely without faith. However, where Jesus Christ is still sincerely called upon in spirit and in truth, where he is still recognized and acknowledged as Redeemer, there is also love, and this also guarantees that the human being will become perfect as his Father in heaven is perfect. When a still immature soul departs, it will be joined by countless helpers in the beyond and safely guided to ascent. If, however, it is unwilling, then it will descend, but even then it can still find redemption, and if all efforts by the world of light fail, then it will be banished again in the end. If you thus know that the degree of love determines the degree of the soul's realization when it departs from this world, then you will also understand that all schools of thought which endeavor to develop love will also result in recognizing Jesus Christ before or after his passing away. And they, too, will find redemption as soon as they recognize him. Hence it would not be necessary for them to incarnate on earth again in order to find faith in him. However, one thing to be considered is the fact that these schools of thought already know about the divine Redeemer and that it is up to them to appeal to me for help in giving them the correct explanations. For this demand of mine is justified that people must approach me in regards to problems which only I can explain, and that I also instruct those who have the sincere will to know the truth. And as long as they don't fail to do so, they will also be aspirants of the childship to God, for they will, where possible, also spread their knowledge. Hence there is no need for another incarnation on this earth in any case, whereas the beings in the world of light appeal for another incarnation for the purpose of a mission, which can only be fulfilled by a being of light on this earth, but by which the being can also gain childship to God, although it is without knowledge and only suspects it due to the mission with which it was instructed. Amen.